welcome into episode 162 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got a blather with Thesaurusip, or Stuff You 2016. What's Crack? Swap section. Coming up. Me section. And a Shelby section. I sponsor this for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. The links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
The blather. Well, just let's kick this last part of the year right into touch. Are you fed up with 2016 and its misery? Goodness knows how much sadness has been foisted upon us this year. I pray for Yemen's people. I pray for the people of Aleppo. I pray for the world and its complicated politics. I feel we are weary. But you know what? We also have this thing called spirit. The human spirit. Gumption. Doggedness. Forthright. Pernicious. Unyielding. And yes, I hid the thesaurus out. I love me a thesaurus. And yes, it is the actual thesaurus and not the computer kind. So I was leafing through a book. And right now, I'm using it to rest my cup upon. Can't do that on a computer. When you feel like you've been on the back foot all year, and then, here, grab my hand and put your other foot forward. There you go. Get your stance, you know? Boss and underground people. The one where you put your front foot forward and your back foot sideways. Pretend you're on your snowboard. And you have a strong position. And if that bus jolts or the underground lurches because the driver is getting grumpy or there's a bend, you won't fall over onto the man in row three with your bags and bags of Christmas shopping. And if he's unlucky, your knitting and your pointy sticks. Let's end this year on a positive note. Let's happy the rest of December. I'm painting it on the podcast wall, and I'm painting it red, yellow and blue. All the colours and hues and tints in between. I declare the rest of December, Stuff You December 2016. I'm not lying down. And I'm not been weary no longer. I have my hands high. It's full of cashmere, alpaca, silks, merino, pure British wool, pure American wool, all the rare breeds, all the fibres, and even some of the caveat. No, not yours, Jan. I left it alone. Didn't even open the box. I have all the colours here, all the stitches. I have all the patterns, all the notions. I'm prepared for you. We are crafters. We are proud of it. No, I'm not seven. And yes, I made it. Yes, I'm happy knitting. Yes, I have patience. And yes, I did diet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Richard keeps telling me that I'm responsible for the energy that I bring into the room. So I currently have the amount of energy that May Jane are generating from the bottom of the Pentland Firth. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the tidal power is finally gone live. I love how this resource is stemmed from the moon and the sun, and its relentlessness is now creating electricity. I have the energy that Buchel has when he first put his paw down on his walk, and has just currently run up and down the hall 16 times. I managed to record some for you. Hopefully you can hear it. The amount a baby creates when it's wiggling around, that's quite a lot if you could harness it. I hope it carries on for a while. I'm enjoying this positive December with its crazy Christmas lights, its Daisy on the stage bouncing around to the Whoops-a-Daisy Angel Christmas play they did last night, its Elf on the Shelf antics, its getting dark by 2 p.m. days, it's the bairns waking up at 5 a.m. to see what the elf's done. Flip the negatives into the positive and they are like pearl stitches and you wanted a knit stitch. If you cry for Yemen, donate some money to the charities out there on the ground assisting them. It's not hard. You just text the International Disaster Fund. If you fear for Aleppo, do the same and do a small thing, following them on Twitter and hearting their comments just to let them know someone in the world is reading them. I might not be able to help them poor lassies and boys trying to escape, but if I heart that, I know that her numbers is counting up and I pray for help for them. But it's just a small thing. Closer to home, forgo that bottle of wine, put it into the food bank, Or possibly maybe get some pasta and tinned vegetables instead. Or do the wine as well. Write a list with tick boxes. And when you do the thing, tick it off. Flick through the thesaurus. Find lots of describing words the old-fashioned way. Don't dull your senses just because the light is dulled. Put some sparkle in yours. Light up the dark. So if you need a pee, stop and go because it's time for the Daisy and the Sandy Christmas giggle.
Hello, 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 hello.
The hello section this episode is Christmas edition, where I asked you listeners for your Christmas shout-outs. Pipney Jane said, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Louise, and a Happy New Year. May the best of your past be the worst of your future. May the yarn be with you. From Pam. That's really nice. Hello to Jason Isaacs. That's very important. And hello to Stephen Fry, as he was answering the crispy or crunchy Brussels sprouts question. Becky Caldwell said, Merry Christmas, Louise and Richard, Sandy, Daisy and Buchel. May you all have a wonderful time together. Right back at you, Becky. I hope that you have good health next year. The shiniest of shiny golden skeins, Joe of Shiny Bees podcast fame, Happy Christmas to you. Knit cause you care, Happy Christmas to you, lovely Cloudy Nat Knit. Susie Cotton, a very lovely Christmas to you, Petal. And Michelle Lincoln, Perfect Circle. Happy Christmas to you.
Whatsy crack, Citrin.
Whatsy crack. Katja Frankel has a few patterns that you can now buy individually. The Eyelet Raglan was originally published in Knitwear Fall Winter 2013 and is now available as a direct download from Katja Frankel. It's a really nice seamless jumper that has some interesting yarn over use for shaping and the raglan sleeves, and you can do it from the bottom up. She also has three patterns from the Head to Toe book, which focuses... Well, we have a book, barking boohoo. She also has three patterns from her Head to Toe book, which focuses on small people. And there's hats Thurman, Simonside and Northumberland. And I reviewed this book a few months ago. So these are fantastic to get individually if you own small people or you have them to knit for. Louise Tilbrook has started a group on Facebook called The Everyday Knitter, and it's very interesting reading going on in there, so if you're on Facebook, go look up Everyday Knitter group. Retreat listeners. Free on the 25th to the 28th of May 2017. Yes, you are. Well, I've got one space left. Only one! Now, the deadline was the 10th of December, and it has passed, obviously. But for those of you who thought, oh, I've missed out, there's one more space. So I'm going to keep this open for a little while longer. If you want it for your Christmas present, you could achieve this. But there's only one space left. And don't just think, oh, somebody else will get that. Why don't you have it? So if you think that's you, get in touch with me. But if you think that's too far away, yes, it is far, far away. But I have two coming from Oregon. That's quite far. Two coming from Minnesota. One of whom is Twinset Ellen of the Twinset Designs podcast fame. Love you, Ellen. So think about that when you think that possibly, I don't know, Norwich is too far away. One place left. Just one. And the location is Natural Retreats Cabins at Johna Groats, very north of Scotland. The cost is £310 for 3 nights bed and breakfast. You're getting 2 workshops, a very good quality goodie bag, fun and games, and more fun than you can woof a Buchel's woof at when he's going woofing-tastic. Puffins, dolphins, seals, unicorns have been ordered for this weekend, but we cannot guarantee on how frequently they will appear, if at all. Please contact me at katenesscraftcollective@gmail.com and get back to me ASAP. One space left. I could always put you on a waiting list. So, nitty gritty, you have to fill in a form, and it's a £155 non-refundable deposit to be paid for me. If you're abroad, I'll accept the PayPal. If not, it'll be a cheque. I'll give you all that details when you contact me. For all you listeners who've already sent me the cheque, they have been cashed and I shall be paying for the cabin very soon. And this is for 15 people, so I'll have 5 cabins of 3 people in each. It's quite exciting. 15 people. 14 just now. One more to come. Just one. That could be you. Could be, couldn't it? Go on, you know you want to. Did I say Twin Sid Ellen and her friend Turbo Girl aka Lisa?
The swap section.
The swap. The Christmas swap is now done and dusted. Everybody has got theirs, I think. I haven't double checked, but nobody has said anything to the contrary. There were some beautiful decorations and really, really lovely extra things in there. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone for taking part. I absolutely love my decoration and I keep looking to it. And we put our Christmas tree up last Wednesday. My entire Christmas tree is made of handmade or Christmas tree decoration swap decorations. Handmade by the children, some of them, from nursery days and school time. But how lovely is that to have a whole Christmas tree with handmade or special decorations. We have the little fake Christmas tree through by what the elves are using, and well, an elf on the shelf needs a Christmas tree, doesn't it? So it was done by the Bairns and it's got the bog standard plastic baubles from Woolworths. Do you remember Woolworths? I miss Woolworths, especially around Christmas time. Louise fades wistfully into the distance and stares listfully. Right, we're back in the room. So I'm contemplating the next swap, but later on into next year. A few years ago, we did a 100-gram yarn swap, which was, to celebrate my 100th episode. 62 episodes ago now. It was brilliant. I loved that swap. The yarn was not too much, and, well, maybe the episode, I don't know. But we could do that, or we could do my other favourite one, which was swap a kilogram box worth of stuff, because Greedy Louise loves that one. And it contained anything crafty, but it has to weigh as close to a kilogram, including the box, as you can get it. For you old school dudes, that is 2.2 pounds. But I'll make that decision next year, so just let me know what if you fancy doing any of them.
Coming up, it's near.
Coming up. The ICHF Hobbycraft Fair is returning to Glasgow SECC the first weekend of March 2017. My mom and lots of the Caithness quilters are all going down there, as there's a new hall which has been dedicated to quilting and sewing. They're very much looking forward to it, and I have serious FOMO, fear of missing out. But alas, I cannot go due to it being through the week. I have bairns that are at school. But I really expect that they will have a blast and I will hear all about it. I could always send my mum with some money, so I could almost be there. And of course then there is the Edinburgh Yarn Fest the weekend after, which is the 10th and the 11th of March, plus a few extra days either side for workshops. And there are all manners of workshops, stall holders and fun to be had. Now, your main podcast point of contact for this is Knit British Cagney Louise. She's a Cagney to my Lacey. So if you want interviews with the stall holders, the workshops takers, or even Mika and Joe, the organisers, she's your person. And I don't want to double repeat things what she's saying, so I'll talk about the Yarn Fest, and I'm kind of assisting in the background. But I don't want to just repeat what she's saying, because that just sounds like I'm copying her. And a lot of the time Louise and I come out with the same kind of stuff, but it is because we are quite alike in a lot of ways, and she doesn't copy me and I don't copy her, but for some reason or other some days we just come out with things and, oh, I was just thinking about that. So that's why she's my Cagney to my Lacey, because if she was my partner when we were fighting crime in New York City in the 80s, we would know where the other one was standing so we didn't shoot each other in the leg. Which I think is a very important thing when you're a partner in a NYPD crime drama, don't you? Plus, I don't want to smudge my makeup or my perm. So, this year is again being sponsored by Blacker Yarns, whom I love. I love their business philosophy, I love their yarns, I love their staff. And I suggested to Louise, amongst other things, that it might be a cool thing to have an EYF garment. You know, kind of like the Rhinebeck one has its sweater, Shetland Wool Week has its hat. How cool would it be to have a specific garment for the EYF and it becomes a thing? You know, making it in advance, you all admire each other's handiwork, or even lack of it, because it's more often the case is, oh, I'm making a Rhinebeck sweater, and you never quite get finished, so you wear last year's Rhinebeck sweater that you didn't finish in time for it, but you finished it throughout the year. You know that. But the fun is in the making, isn't it? And the buying. Well, Knit British Louise has taken this to Sonia of Blacker Yarns, and they thought, why don't we come up with a podcast? Which is where we, that includes you, dearest listener, you make a garment, and it can be any garment with Blacker Yarns, and it can be any garment. Did I say it could be any garment? Yes, I did. But it has to be Blacker Yarns. So then you present yourself wearing your finished object to the Blacker stand at the show, and you'll get a discount on their stand, which I thought was really cool. You're casting this on the 19th of January, and you cast it off by the 4th of March. Plus, you have to sign up on the Blacker Ravelry group, so when you tip up to the stand, they can realise that this is their yarn, and, well, you've done it in the requested time frame. Yeah, they're still a business after all. So there has to be some kind of rule somewhere. Can't just tip up wearing something from someone else's stand and say, look, I'm wearing this, give me a discount on your stand. And I made it 3 years ago, so I think this is fair. And there's a hashtag, because you have to have one. It's hashtag BlackerPodCal. I'm going to cast on my Newell cardigan by Cecily Glewick MacDonald in the red Blacker, and I'm going to say Swan, but I might be wrong because it's upstairs. And this is going by memory of what I bought last year. I did buy a considerable amount of it at the Blacker podcast, at the Blacker stand last year. I had a lovely chat with Sonia. So, now, listeners, come closer. I'm going to whisper this so it might not happen. But the only thing that might stuff up our plans is that Richard might have to go working abroad for most of March. I know. And I might not be at the Edinburgh Yarn Fest. And I wouldn't get my discount on my next purchase because I want to make another cardigan. Or jumper. Or just something. And it's what they call a fluid situation. I think you're talking in business talk. So I'm not going to dwell on it too much. I'm going to enjoy Christmas. I'm not letting December kick my butt. I'm going to kick December's butt. So it might happen. It might not happen. But it's a possibility. Right. We're back in the room. So there's plenty to come and save up for at the Edinburgh Yarn Fest. You can buy your tickets now on their website. And you can, if you haven't yet got your workshop, if there's anything left, which I very much doubt, you could also go and see if there is anything there. And then you can just go look at the stall holders and plan what you are going to purchase. What I do recommend is that you go through your project list or have a look at your gap in your wardrobe. Do you need a cardigan? Do you need a jumper? Do you need a tank top? Do you want another shawl? What do you want? Then go into Ravelry. Figure out how much yarn you're going to need. Look at the stall holders that are coming. And then you can go bish bash bosh. Bob's your uncle. All that kind of stuff. And you've got more yarn. Or you think, where are my 3.5mm needles? Where are my 3.00mm DPNs? I don't know, listeners. I just don't. I don't know where they went to. And Mum doesn't have them, so they might be upstairs in some random bag in my stash, but you know what I did? I went and bought some more. I was on Meadow Yarn's website and somebody in my family wanted some Chaigu red circular needles in size 6mm. It's not me because I've got nitpick ones. So who else in my family knits? Well, obviously it's not you, Mum, because I wouldn't tell everybody else in the podcast. I wouldn't spoil your surprise for Christmas now, would I? But if you are in the business of looking for some Chaigus or some Chaigus... Oh, three Chaigus. get me, or even nitpicks, which I then realised that I haven't got a proper double-ended crochet hook because one end is broken off, my nitpicks double-ended crochet hook. But you can go to Meadow Yarn and buy some more. She even sends you a tea bag in the post. Brilliant service. Can't recommend Ange highly enough. I've used her a few times before in the past and para, and it came in the post.
The beaker section. Me.
Me section. Knitting. I have been monogamously, monogamous. Can't even say it. I'm glad I never looked that up in the dictionary. Knitting the Knit Your Love Shawlette by Martina Behm. It's a small asymmetrical shawlette and it has hearts running up one edge. You do your increases as well on the edges. I'm using Space Cadets mini skeins in pinks and purples, and it's a superwash merino and Denise interchangeable set, and they have a pointy enough point for the knit three together stitches that are in the hearts. Very much enjoying it. I'm on kind of long rows. I've got 15 hearts out of the 21 that I've got to do. And my only problem is I might run out of the matchy matchy mini skeins, because I came in a 5 set, but I've used 2 of them up already for making Daisy's Tunisian Crochet Fingerless Knit Paving Mitts by Twinsy Ellen earlier this year. Love you, Ellen. So I'm going to use up all the knit yarn, but you know, using a mini skein set that's all been dyed to go with each other, it's just a joy. You kind of get to the end of this and then you think, oh, will this one go better than that one? Yes, I think it does. And it just does, and it looks fantastic. So if you're ever thinking, well, I get a mini skein set, don't quite know what to do with it, just knit a shawl and let the dyer has already done the work for you. It all fits. Don't go using it for Tunisian crochet first, though. Don't do what I do. Knit like my sister, Twinside Ellen. Crochet front. I did cast on the Ewok Aragamuni, I can't even speak, by Lucy Collins, and this is for Daisy. And I'm using some yarn that the lovely Scotch Tweed Angela had put together on the Table of Unrequirement a couple of years ago, as it was the only dark brown double knit that I could find in my entire stash. I got to his eyes and then thought, that's not right. But I was talking at the time and drinking coffee, and I took him out, and he is now still a ball of yarn. Maybe in the holidays I'll properly get back to him. I don't expect he'll take too long because he's an Ewok. He's very small. But it's quite good fun pattern. It was just the way I was speaking and not looking at what I was doing. On to the sewing. This is the other thing I've really been doing. I decided to make Richard a surprise Christmas present this year. He normally chooses a main present he wants. You know, I've bought him clothes and he just kind of goes, oh, right, thanks. So really, I just go, you put what you want in the basket, I'll pay for it. I kind of do that the other way around as well. And then he buys me a whole pile of cool surprise presents. But I try to get him something interesting. Last year, I bought him a medal holder. And this is from the Flying Runner. And it hangs above my computer. And he loved his so much because it says swim, bike, run. And it's in a flat burnished medal. He bought me one as well for my medals, which just says my medals. And the Bairns have got them hanging from it as well. And do you know, people say, wow, look at all your medals, and it's a bit of a talking point. And whilst we're not really showing off, but it's quite inspirational because you see what you've achieved, people see that you are quite proud of what you did, and also you don't just put them in a drawer. And I can now go like this. In a very tuneless way of playing the harp. That's all medals. So that was last year, and one year, a long time ago, I bought him a wee sculptured climber, and this is made out of metal by a man that used to work with metal on the Clyde shipyards. This year, I couldn't find anything like that. So I decided to sew him a triathlon piece akin to the stick figure textile art piece I made with three runners on it from the Sheila Norcoy workshop I went to. This one has a swimmer, a biker and a runner for the triathlon. So I did a sketch, I did a plan, I did a space plan because I wanted it to be the same size as the runner piece. I then did a colour plan, a texture plan, and I printed out triathlete in different huge fonts for the words. I then did a plan with black paint and didn't work. And then I got everything cut out, the paint ready, I took a deep breath and I painted it. I then let it dry overnight. I went back, I did the machine embroidery, which complemented and oversewn on the texture of the water. I used bubble wrap to print the water and then I went round the circles in a slightly lighter colour of blue and then I frothed it up back and forward stitch with white. And in the mountain bike part of it, I painted Richard's bike in red because it's the colour of his bike. And the stick figures there were green because the WIC Triathlon Club wear green and yellow. The swim cap he wore was pink for the Braveheart swim cap, which we all thought was really funny. Pink swim caps, you've given them pink swim caps. Okay. And he had a black wetsuit on. And then the brown muddy area for the mountain and the running. I went back over with some yellow for the flowers of the gorse that he likes to run through. And I tried to incorporate some little touches of what he thinks of when he's eventing. Or doing events. Eventing sounds like a horse. And then I did movement shapes in cream thread. And these were sort of just big triangles. And then inside these big triangles, I wrote the names of the triathlons that Richard has entered, from the little one at the start, the wee triathlon back in the day when he did it at Fort William a few years ago, through to the Braveheart triathlon he did in September, and this was in date order. And then I painted the border because, well, I'd nothing really matching in my stash, and it was a suggestion that Sheena did the last time and it just worked out perfectly. And then he came upstairs with a cup of tea, which was nice of him, but I didn't want him upstairs and I couldn't see anything, so I had to hide the main piece, which was wet with paint. And he thankfully never asked what I was doing. And he says, oh, I quite like the abstractness of your painted material there. And I just went, oh, lovely. I'll be down in a minute. I'm just finishing off this bit of yellow here. Now, if you look on my Instagram, you'll see the finished piece. He doesn't really use Instagram, so I feel like I'm safe enough. And I sewed on the binding. I had my usual fight attaching the ends of the binding to each other, even though I have a tutorial that I follow every time, but it still doesn't go the first time. But that's just my thing. And then I hand sewed the back of the binding on, not forgetting to put the hanging sleeve and sew it down at the back. And it's all wrapped. Nothing else is wrapped, but it's wrapped. So that's really what took up my crafty time. I have lots of other things that I've neglected, such as kitchen cupboards, which need really sorted out, microwaves that need cleaned, toy room that needs tidied out, clothes, and bathrooms, and, you know, boring stuff. But it's been quite a thing avoiding answering what I've been doing all day. So what have you been doing all day? Oh, you know, just moving things around. You never really notice. Such a known liar. I did make and put together the Christmas cards. And I spent rather a lot on stamps. Now, I don't grudge the stamps, but we seem to send lots and maybe not get as many back because I don't know whether people now like getting them. I don't know. Is it an old-fashioned thing to do? People give donations to charity instead and post on Facebook. Now, I give to charity too, and I like to send cards. I like to receive cards. But maybe what I'll do next year is send out a message on Facebook to those that are on Facebook, donate that money for their stamps, and then send the ones that are not on Facebook that would get upset if I didn't send them one or thought I was ill. Like my Auntie Ninora. That would just upset me. So I handmade a lot of the envelopes again this year. So it was a fair whack of time that I used. and I don't grudge it. I enjoy the craft. As for you, 2016, I am so over you. Next episode, we're going to have a roundup of the year's crafting, possibly a party for you listeners. We've not had a party for a while. You have to get your sparkles on. So I wish you all a happy holiday, whatever season or faith you follow. May it be filled with love, laughter and friends. You flip that purl stitch into a knit stitch and let's bring it on, 2017.
Shoppy section.
The shoppy section. Thank you very much for your purchases the last week. I do very much appreciate it. There are currently two bags in the shop. In fact, there's just one. I need to update it because I do have one last Bruce Tartan, one last Raid McGregor. So if you have a little bit of Christmas money and fancy one of my tartan bags, just go on there. It's www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. I have to restock, which is a good thing because it means I'll get rid of a lot of the tartan that I've been hoarding for some reason.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you so much for listening. I very much appreciate you using your download and listening to me splash on. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as caithnesscraft. You can access the Flickr photos from Louise G 2010 via the Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. I'm using Free Music Archive this episode, and who is it by? It's Poddington Bear, and it's We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So I do wish you a very Merry Christmas. One last mention to Diane, who's Shakur, and your lovely husband. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to my Lacey. Happy Christmas to all my other podcaster friends, such as Jan and Paula. And all the other podcasters. So, whatever you're doing, keep on crafting.